Good Wednesday morning, beloved, and thank you again for inviting me into your homes for this Wednesday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Or to be honest, it's probably about 6 or 6.5 minutes, but I really enjoy this time that we have together every morning. Today we're in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 through 12, and here the Apostle Paul is writing his second letter to the Thessalonians, and he emphasizes the need for believers to remain steadfast in their faith, despite trouble and suffering, to work for a living, as Paul did and his companions, and to persevere in doing good. In today's reading, Paul greets the Thessalonians and expresses thanks that their faith is growing along with their love for one another. He writes of God's judgment on those who reject God and the good news about Jesus Christ. And our God saving word for us this week is encouragement. So let's begin reading at 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 1. From Paul, Silas, and Timothy, to the people of the church in Thessalonica, who belong to God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. Our friends, we must thank God at all times for you. It is right for us to do so because your faith is growing so much and the love each of you has for the other is becoming greater. That is why we ourselves boast about you in the churches of God. We boast about you the way that you continue to endure and believe through all the persecutions and sufferings you are experiencing. All of this proves that God's judgment is just, and as a result, you will become worthy of his kingdom for which you are suffering. God will do what is right. He will bring suffering on those who make you suffer, and he will give relief to you who suffer, and to us as well. He will do this when the Lord Jesus appears from heaven with his mighty angels, with a flaming fire to punish those who reject God and who do not obey the good news about our Lord Jesus. They will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction, separated from the presence of the Lord and from his glorious might, when he comes on that day to receive glory from all his people and honor from all who believe. You too will be among them because you have believed the message that we told you. That is why we always pray for you. We ask our God to make you worthy of the life he has called you to live. May he fulfill by his power all your desires for goodness and complete your work of faith. In this way, the name of the Lord Jesus will receive glory from you and you from him by the grace of our Lord, of our God and our Lord Jesus Christ. And today's key verse is 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11, where Paul writes, "We ask our God to make you worthy of the life he has called you to live. May he fulfill by his power all you desire for goodness and complete your work of faith." You know, beloved, as we walk or go through our pilgrimage on this earth, we all go through trials and we all go through temptations. The difference is who is able to fill themselves up so much with the things of God, the Word of God, the Spirit of God, so that when these testings and temptations come, we can stand firm in our faith in Jesus Christ. Or, if we haven't filled ourselves up, our mind, our thoughts, with the Lord Jesus Christ, then when the temptations and trials come, we will fall. And we will become a reproach to the church and to other believers. So let's fill our lives and our minds and our hearts with good things so that when the time of testing comes, we will stand. Let's pray. Lord God, I believe in the good news about the Lord Jesus. Fulfill my desire for goodness and continue to strengthen my faith day by day so that all I do and say is in accord with your will. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, look at that. Our Wednesday morning together has just vanished like the mist. And so now I will see you tomorrow, where we will be reading 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1 through 17, where the Apostle Paul speaks of the wicked one who will deceive the people with falsehoods. Until tomorrow then, beloved, may God answer every prayer and richly bless you, everyone, is my prayer for you.